Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm here with the youth media team at Excited. I'm here with Evie Nihulavon. So, Evie, you've been emceeing the digital mega meet today. How has that gone?
I think it was great. And what I really enjoyed about it was the fact that there were a lot of presentations from teachers talking to us about what they use in their classroom, what they find useful. They were very short but colourful presentations, 5 minutes each, and because they were short, we got loads of different ideas, and I think everyone who's here will go back to their classrooms ready to try out new things, and that's what it's all about.
So how did you get involved in conferences such as Excited?
I suppose I know Bernard and Frank from my work in education. I was a teacher, and I also do a lot of voluntary work with the Science Gallery in Dublin, the science and art kind of museum. And that's where they knew me from. And because I have a history in broadcasting on television and on radio, they asked if I'd like to participate in the conference. And I said, of course I would, because education is my passion. I think the only way we can transform society is through education. And I think it's one thing that we should all be focusing on. So when there's a conference like this, where we're talking about teaching, we're talking about learning, we're talking about our students, I of course wanted to be involved in it.
So why do you think conferences such as this are important?
Well, I think conferences are always important because otherwise you don't get to share your ideas. So I'm an academic, I work in UCD, and the only way that you share your ideas in research is that you go to conferences. So it's the same in teaching, is that we don't always get time to talk about our teaching or to talk about the ideas that we have. So when you come to a conference like this, you're meeting people that either think like you and you get more response back on your ideas, or maybe think differently and you get different ideas. And it's always good to have that. Whether you agree with people or not, it's good to have conversations around how you do things. And I think that's why conferences like this are really, really important to have.
So how has what you've learned from being a teacher helped you in your life so far?
Wow. I suppose before I went into teaching, I didn't think I wanted to. My mum always said I would be a teacher because she's a teacher, and so is my dad. They're both very good teachers. Suppose what did I learn from teaching? I learned that it's really important to be empathetic towards other people, and it's important to listen. I think one of the most important things a teacher does is to notice what their students are doing and try and think like them, so that when you're explaining something new that they don't understand yet, that you can do it in a way that they can grapple with and they can assess. And I think also from teaching, what I learned the most is that when you try and tell people what to do, it doesn't always go in. But if you give them an opportunity to try and do it themselves, that's the best way to learn. So there are things that I've learned from teaching that I hope I've brought with me in all of my other interactions and in my lecturing now as well.
So what has been your favourite speech so far today?
Wow, that's a tough question. Let me see. I really liked the bots that were for the primary school, and I liked Google Trek, the use of that in the classroom. What else did I like? I can't even think of all of them now, but I've written them down. There was a couple of really good resources that I thought were excellent.
So you said earlier on today that you use technology pretty much all the time in your daily life. What is your favourite device?
I probably couldn't live without my iPhone, unfortunately. I am very embarrassed about that. But I came across an idea, well, a friend told me about an idea where you only have 3 apps on your main screen so that your iPhone doesn't become the distraction, because we do spend an awful lot of time on them and it actually sucks up your time that you should be doing real life things. So I'm going to delete the apps from my front page, put them on a different page, and I'm going to have a nice camera relationship with my iPhone.
Okay, thanks.